Well, Greg and Chuck, we've been known to go a little sideways.
You think?
Yeah. Time now for the gun pile. Why do we do it?
Stupid is.
Stupid does. This scares me to pieces. I'm never going to New Zealand for an operation. Basically, a doctor couldn't tell the difference between a male and a female.
Okay.
Yeah, a man in New Zealand went to a health clinic complaining of severe stomach pains. Doctors there told him his past hysterectomy might be the blame. Les Kennington never had a hysterectomy because Les is a man. Docs claimed his medical records reported such an operation, but Kennington says, well, a few years ago, I did have an operation to correct a hernia. He said it's a little bit concerning they can't tell the difference between a hernia and a hysterectomy.
Yikes.
Nor could they tell the difference that I was not a female. Yeah, and his pains, turns out, gas. Oh, gas pains.
That's it?
Not the hysterectomy he never had.
Oh, wow.
Crankies.
Good. I just don't know what to say.
Good call, Doc.
Yeah. Okay, a Chicago man was arrested early Sunday for whacking his girlfriend in the head with his guitar.
Mm-hmm. No. Wow, I kind of like that tune.
Don't ever touch the Gibson. 52-year-old Edwin Summers went ballistic when a woman messes with his guitar. That's what she did. And he just started to beat the crud out of her with his guitar. Don't ever touch my Gibson again.
She was
treated for a cut to the head, released from a nearby hospital. Summers was arrested, charged with domestic battery.
Oh. Beat him with his guitar. Wow. I don't get that story. If you literally love your guitar so much, why would you beat someone in the head with it?
I know.
Vampires are back in Denver. Last Monday, a woman bit two people in the neck at a convenience store. Wannabe vampire walked into the store, groped a customer, and sunk her teeth into his neck. Hmm. Now, after seeing all this, she went up to a female and asked for a hug. She was so sorry. The lady said, okay, gave her a hug. She got bit in the neck, too.
Really?
Yeah. This is highly unusual, said Denver police. Highly bizarre. Sounds like she's watched too many movies.
No, Twilight is releasing this week. Things are going to get really weird.
God. Yeah, that's weird.
Hence comes the term, I'm going to say it, twitards.
6:15, good morning.